fairest of fair ones, if thou shouldst prove cruel, my love to requite with scorn and disdain, and to my flaming heart add combustible fuel, it would much increase both my sorrow and pain. Thy beauty it is that I do so desire, and on thee I think both by day and by night. There's none but thyself that I love and admire, for thou art my true love, my joy and delight. You men of late are so false and deceitful, poor innocent maids know not who to believe. Much love you pretend, but too oft prove ungrateful, and leave us poor damsels to mourn and to grieve. Such pretty court fashions of late you have learned, you'll vow and protest your base mind to fulfill. To credulous damsels it is not discerned, and so wrong young maidens that never thought ill. I'm none of that number, I prithee don't doubt me. My heart in thy breast is imprisoned sure, and for my affection, I prithee don't flout me. For my love shall last while my life doth endure. To this my poor suit do not give a denial, nor seem in the least thy true lover to slight. Thou plainly wilt find when it comes to the trial that thou art my true love, my joy and delight. If thou wouldst be faithful and real unto me, oh, then I tell thee a piece of my mind. It would be no trouble at all for to woo me. To one that is constant, I soon could be kind. But if I should venture to come to a trial and grant your desire, your mind to fulfill, if in the conclusion thou shouldst be disloyal, 'twould wrong a poor maiden that never thought ill. No, no, by the power that governs poor creatures, I will be as loyal as mortal can be. For I am enamored with thy pretty features, and thou like an angel appearest to me. In thy rosy cheeks my delights I have fixed, and nothing is welcome but thee in my sight. When thy love with my love together are mixed, thou art my true love, my joy and delight. These pretty kind speeches I fear will persuade me to tender good nature, to love and admire. Blind Cupid already begins to invade me, and now I'm possessed with love's amorous fire. Come, give me thy hand with a large protestation that what I desire thou wilt freely fulfill. For thou art the man I love best in the nation, then wrong not a maiden that never thought ill. These tidings, my dearest, exceedingly please me. My heart thou hast won, I'll forever be thine. Of my pains and torments, my love, thou dost ease me. As I am thy true love, I hope thou art mine. Let us two together lie close and embrace us. In love we will solace by day and by night. Thou art so adorned with beautiful graces that thou art my true love, my joy and delight. Come, come, then, my true love, no longer will tarry, but finish the rites that poor lovers enjoy. We'll go to the church, and with speed we will marry, to show that at first 'twas my real design. Though it seemed strange, it was only to try thee, and yet seemed loath thy mind to fulfill. I knew in my heart that I could not deny thee, for I am a maiden that never thought ill. Fair maidens, take pattern by these faithful lovers, who now are fast linked in Cupid's strong chains. For when telltale lies a true passion discovers, they soon put an end unto torturing pains. And young men, no more do you now prove deceitful, but constant and loyal by day and by night. For 'tis no small trespass to be so ungrateful to her who accounts you her joy and delight.